Despite new ways of marketing and selling salmon, canned fish remains a major product from Alaska's fisheries. In 2013, 38% of the salmon coming out of Bristol Bay was put into cans. KDLG's Molly Dishner has more about the effort to get younger Americans more excited about canned Alaska fish.
LA marketer Craig Carroll is working with the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute to change that.
I think that canned salmon needs to be positioned with blueberries, literally as a superfood.
He's not the only one who wants to see a resurgence in canned salmon.
It brings tears to my eyes because it's an old business, but it's such a staple business, and people need to eat more canned salmon.
That was Eric Weiss, who sells tin to canneries throughout Alaska, including some in Naknek. His company, Crown Cork and Seal, has worked on developing new, smaller cans that he thinks are more appealing to consumers.
We've actually introduced a new, smaller size to the industry, and it's about the size, the height of a quarter-pound can, and then the diameter of a half-pound can.
But Weiss says there are challenges in getting that new can sold, from inefficiencies for the processors who have to fill more, smaller cans, to convincing stores to carry them. That could be solved if more people were asking for cans. Carroll is trying to increase demand. His target audience? Millennial women, particularly pregnant women and new moms who might be interested in the health benefits of a can of fish and also appreciate the sustainability of Alaska's fisheries. Carroll's wife is an integral part of that effort.
My wife has been developing these amazing salmon burgers with a caper lemon sauce that she mixes up. And the big test for us is, will our 6-year-old son eat it? My 6-year-old is pretty picky, and he really digs these salmon burgers.
Carroll hopes that a website with 30 or so recipes tested by his wife will hit home with the mommy bloggers who can spur purchases and eventually help salmon capture a little of the tuna market.
It's really changing people's perception about them and driving the consumer into the shop and forcing the shop to say, hey, you know, we got to move this off the bottom shelf and put it, 4 feet high so people can see it.
In Dillingham, I'm Molly Dishner.